Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 20th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
I am good. Last week we had a very long weekend due to the birthday of our king.
Our beloved king.
Our beloved king.
God bless him, man.
Yeah, well, with
only
him,
for holidays, but okay.
I don't have any idea about the politics, but it's nice that we celebrate his his birthday with a public holiday.
But I would also suggest to celebrate the holiday of all the royal family.
Yeah, the queen, the princesses.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Why should not? We consider lower, right?
Yeah, why not? And it can come up that maybe we can also celebrate my birthday as a public holiday at some point.
Yeah, the 70 million birthdays we can celebrate. Then we will never work one day.
But which would be very nice.
It was nice also because it was nice weather, so we could
go
outside.
The weather was nice. We did barbecue, I guess, in,
in
Monday.
Or nice.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Unfortunately, I also had my fun, let's say, for the weekend, but it could have been better. Now the weather is getting worse again, but not really worse, but still, come on, it's the 1st of May. It's 1st of May, right? And then we are still like, at least I'm wearing my sweater, and it's not that you can really like lay in the sun and take something to drink and stay with your friends there, you know. It's always like having your coat, and then after a while you have to go somewhere, and of course that you cannot go into bars. You can only stay outside.
Stay outside
so
at the bar,
it's still like, oh, you freeze and you enjoy the time spending with other people, or you are staying in a warm place but you are alone, or like with fewer people. And it's getting really tiring. I really want to have like some celebrations, let's say, with friends and stuff, but not like one or two on every time. You need to think, oh, but am I allowed to do this or that? This is really tiring, let's say. But the rest,
how do you feel about the new regulations that we don't have too much regulation anymore?
For me, it's kind of it's ridiculous. I mean, there's hospitals that they're complaining because numbers are increasing, and the government is like, yeah, but we actually don't care, which is really bad, because these guys, if they just decided to, you know, quit or like go on strike, whatever, basically the whole country is in crisis. But the government is okay. So I don't know. I just see what will happen. I'm really curious, honestly.
Well, Turkey is now in full lockdown for 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Because we were giving like 50,000 new patients every day.
Oh my God.
And it was out of control. Literally, they couldn't control it. They don't have the money to, I think, buy the vaccinations. I don't know what's happening, but they say full lockdown, but people still go to work. What kind of full lockdown is it? They canceled the selling the alcohol, because why not? Because of course Corona comes from alcohol. I don't know. So they declared that there won't be selling of the alcohol during this period. So Turkey, I think they broke a record of alcohol selling in one day.
Yeah,
after the day that they announced.
For me, the whole situation is getting more and more ridiculous here. I even found that someone from government, or I don't know, some official person, let's say, that is related to COVID things. I don't know how to define it better, but he just stated that basically the curfew was useless, and a lot of doctors became quite pissed off because they said, how dare you to say this, that there's no data that expresses
shows that.
Like what I think he mentioned is like, yeah, we had huge amount of people infected even with the curfew, but he didn't mention, or he didn't think that maybe with curfew
it will be more.
Exactly.
But also with curfew, people still going to places and just stay there and continue licking each other. So
it is also true. I think part of them, they just didn't care. But then it's even this is the fault of government, because he didn't send police around. also probably didn't have enough people. This I understand, but then yeah, of course, the more you're not consistent, the more the population will not follow you if you put restrictions. Mm-hmm. So it will just get worse and worse. Yeah. So let's just hope with the vaccine. Yeah. But you know, also here in the Netherlands, they are making a lot of public events in which they want to do that. They call them experiments. Mm-hmm. They want to trace how COVID spread in this public event, mm-hmm. and this is just an excuse to make it more and more.
I think, yeah. So to let's see how it will be turn out.
But at least I'm happy that in my country the numbers are getting lower.
Well, here, I think around September or October. Even us, we will get our vaccines.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's count on the vaccine. And after September, let's hope that we will get rid of this when everyone is vaccinated.
Let's see. I'm also curious. Yeah, but see. Coming back to the music.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. First of all, would you like to say something about the new album of Gojira?
Yeah, well, they published it yesterday, but they started a very nice campaign since a few months now. So first, a few months ago, they published one single. I think it was very nice. Then last month, each week they published a new single. All of them were very nice, and they did some video clips that were also extremely good video clips, especially for metal musicians. Of course, Gojira is a big name, and they have, I think, enough money to work with proper people. But one of them was extremely nice, and you could see that there were real actors and a real director directed it, not going to the woods and having your GoPro. But yesterday, I think since the release, I'm listening to Gojira album. Mm-hmm. It's very nice, and they are also, of course, they are very keen on these natural things in the world. So the saving the earth kind of things, they are always very active on those kinds of topics. Now they are raising a fundraiser for Amazon,
mm-hmm.
in Brazil. And the goal is to build a hospital and for birth. So that there were some places that people gave birth in very bad conditions, so they want to build a hospital so that, mm-hmm. at least the giving birth would be in healthy conditions. And then they said that they will keep continuing this, and I think all the metal artists, they contributed.
Okay.
I saw lots of big names contributing from Meshuga to Devin Townsend. Yeah, many people. So you give money, and then you can have some small things from them, like maybe a signed guitar or something you can gain, like a lottery. And they did a song called Amazonia. I think it is better than any Sepultura song, and looks like a Sepultura song.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a very nice album. I'm really, really happy about this album.
Okay.
And excited, yeah. But this episode will be about a biography.
Yeah, this is actually my turn. And mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about Gal.
Yeah.
Or how do we say here in the Netherlands, Hal, with the strange G that they use. No, except I prepared this joke. I actually thought about it, so you can imagine. So as probably you already realize, especially I guess in season one, I have this kind of long last love for black metal, especially for the first wave, mm-hmm. From Norway. Maybe because I lived there for a while, maybe because of I don't know, some psychological problems that I have. But anyway, I got really, really interested about these characters that they became famous in the 90s, not only for the strange music, mm-hmm. but also for the crazy stuff that they did in their life. But Gal is like even like a peculiar
black another level.
It's another level. So you have like the general one that is like the guy that sooner or later will murder someone in his 20s, and he believes in Celtic gods and he burned churches, whatever. This is even like different. Well, first of all, just to give like some details, like just to picture the person behind, the real name of Gal is Christian Elvin Espedal. I hope this is the correct pronunciation. At the time that we talk, he's 45 years old. And in 1998 joined Gorgoroth. Gorgoroth is one of the most famous black metal bands from Norway.
He is the singer, I guess. Right?
He was a singer, yes.
He was, okay.
I think that he had like some experience before with other bands, but nothing special. No,
this is the fame, how he became famous.
Exactly. And we start already with like interesting stuff. In 2002, he received a prison sentence for an assault that he did like 2 years before. I did not find really a lot of information about it, and I don't know. I cannot tell so much about it except the fact that what I thought when I read it is like, it's not really a big deal because the Norwegian prisons are really amazing. Like you have everything there, you can ask everything. It's like hotel.
It's like hotel. Yeah.
So I guess that either it's really easy to give like these kind of sentences, or either people don't care because anyway they will have like a nice holiday paid by taxes.
How long was this?
I think it was a few months.
Okay, yes. not something big.
And then, of course, as is normal for black metal bands, there's like this idea that you need to wear certain stuff, you need to have face paint, also like use certain symbols during the live performances. So it's not the first time that I hear like. Bands that they came with like corpse of animals and stuff like this on stage. But the nice thing was that Gal had the idea to do it in Poland, that is one of the most Catholic and or Christian country in Europe, in 2004, and not only had like impaled sheep heads, satanic symbols,
the real sheep head, or
I think they were real at the time.
It would smell.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. I don't know exactly for this concert or for Gorgoroth concert, but I remember I read that for other bands they were really like going to butcher and ask for these heads and bring it. So I mean, for me, it's just like disgusting because I'm vegetarian, so for me it's disgusting.
But no, I'm not a vegetarian. For me, it's also disgusting because I can look in a concert hall. It's nearly 30-35 degrees.
Yeah, okay.
They are there for at least 2-3 hours prior the concert, and 1 hour, let's say, the concert. The smell there, it would be unbearable.
Yeah, I think that this is something that Blackster really likes, so they don't mind about the smell.
They like the smell of. Rotting. Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, I guess that if you're like a true Blackster, you like everything that is disgusting. So a picture of people that blow out their own head is one of the things that the most famous, actually. But there can be others and others. So I also remember that when Mayhem had Maniac as singer, Maniac used to cut himself during on the stages, and he had all the blood around and stuff like this. So I'm not really surprised or disgusted anymore. You can even find footage in internet. So if you want to have an idea about how it goes.
Yeah.
But I think that the worst thing that bothered Poland regarding these kind of live performances was that there were like some models that they were naked and impaled on stage. So it took basically there was a police investigation due to the fact that it was
Religious assault.
It was it was offending the current religion, and I think that Poland is a religious country. It's defined as a Catholic country, I think. Italy is not, but still we are just having like the Vatican in our territories. And yeah, and cruelty to animals also, yeah, the allegation, but honestly I think that he also, yeah,
if you go to butchers to take,
yeah, exactly, it was just like a way to bother them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the end nothing happened, they just make like a big noise and then they just kick them out, and I think that they settle up with the label with some fees and stuff like this. So it didn't do like any prison in Poland, thank God. Which it didn't happen to other bands in the past, but this is another story. Another incident that is quite famous when you talk about Gal is something that happened in 2002, in which he basically had a fight with a guy. We don't really know why this fight started, but there were several witnesses because actually there was a party in this house. Several witnesses claimed to hear Gal saying that he wanted to collect the blood of this guy that he beat at a certain moment and force him to drink it. I even read somewhere that the guy that was beaten was actually in prison in his place, and then there was all this story about drinking his blood like as a torture made by Gal while the other people left, but they didn't find like that it was actually happened, it was like a comment from this person, or if it was verified. So I think it's another legend. And the another interesting thing, he was recorded for two documentaries. One is very famous. Is like Metal and Headbanger Journey. I think I discussed about it some episodes ago.
I think
It was like I think it's the first real metal documentary. That talks like from the beginning of metal and so on. So there's like 2 minutes interviews to him, and the second one that is much more interesting is the one that he made in 2007 with Vice, that is called True Norwegian Black Metal. And this I want to open like a parenthesis about it.
Please.
So Gal lived most of his time in Bergen. That is a big city. I mean, it's not like Oslo, but it's still like with a lot of people. And he has a social life, so he's a person, goes to bars, speak with people, whatever. But during this documentary, he brought like, I think this American director, video cameraman, whatever, I think his parents' place, or in a place that he had, but like in the middle of nowhere. And it was winter. So, except the fact that you should see this documentary, because it's basically him acting like a vampire, sitting on a chair and talk about Satanism and stuff like this. And at a certain moment, I don't know what happened, but basically he went out for a walk with these two guys from LA or something like this. It was like super cold, and then everything was like white because it was a lot of snow. He had like just a small jacket, a leather jacket, and the other guys were like completely covered, super cold. And at a certain moment, this guy said, "Oh, we are lost, like in the middle of nowhere. They lost him or stuff like this. They were like going panicking because they were nowhere." And at a certain moment, he just reappears and, "Oh, I like to go from time to time outside and have a nice walk in the nature." And I was like, okay, this looks like, you know, these movies that it looks like they are documentary, but at a certain moment, the people that record are killed. So I had the feeling that he was finishing like this, you know. But also, this documentary made like a lot of noise at the time, I remember. But it was the first time I was checking Vice. So maybe this was the reason why I was so
affected by that.
Yeah, exactly. Last thing that is related to the music, let's say, that I would like to point it out is that at a certain moment he started to fight on the Gorgoroth's name in 2007. They kick him out and also another member. And yeah, also there, I think that there was like some issues related to the fact that someone was drinking too much or having too much drugs and so on. Mm-hmm. But I didn't follow too much the dispute. Drama. Mm-hmm. I think that he lost, and in fact, he had like another. Now he's playing with other bands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's still active.
Yeah, well, a little. With COVID, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. But he's also an artist, and he owns or he take care of a gallery in Bergen itself. Mm-hmm. Small gallery, it's not really famous, but yeah,
I think he has another job
because of this. He has more things to do. He also has his own winery. So if you go on Instagram and stuff like this, he's always talking about this wine that honestly, if he's making in Norway, I cannot imagine how shit
how it would taste.
But okay. So he's always like trying to be aristocrat drinking this red wine and I don't know.
What happened from the guy who drinks blood to to become a vineyard owner?
To him, I don't know. Gal is really it's really strange type. He likes, I think that he likes like the black metal narratives. Mm-hmm. So he likes picturing him as always like really
dark
person, with dressed in black, but also his face, it looks like that he wants to kill you. He always has this kind of look.
I think it is like a persona that they create like for the show business, and I highly doubt that they live like this.
Might be
maybe when they were young, when they first come into the scene at the age of 18-19, they think that this is the real lifestyle, but after a while, like when they become 35 plus or something, they realize that okay, this makes money, so let's keep continuing this for the scene. But other than that, it seems like he has a quite normal life with investments, etc.
I don't know. I think that there's something strange in his mind. Like from one side, yes, these dark thoughts or like this heavy statement, but from the other side it looks normal. So I don't know, like I don't think, well, except the fact that he actually beat someone, I don't think that he's really like a psychopath, but he's on the line, you know. This is my impression. So he has enough self-control in the way that he doesn't kill people, let's say, or like do stuff really heavy stuff, but I don't think he's like completely
lost or
no like I don't want to define like a psychologically normal person, because I don't think it's possible to define someone normal from a psychological point of view, but I don't see him like as a thinking as a normal standard person, let's say, not a normal person. It's creepy, and also the way that he talks, maybe it's also he's only seen, but also if you check like his Instagram or the Instagram of his boyfriend, then even in normal situation, it doesn't look normal. I don't know. For me, it really gives me chills, even if I want to look him too with his son, because he has a son. And this is also another thing that I wanted to talk, because he's not finished. So as I just mentioned, Gal is openly gay. And in a relationship with this guy since 2008, 12, 13 years. So his boyfriend, looks like he's 15. Well, just because, I mean, he's not 15, but
he looks like he's very young.
And he's completely the opposite. So it's not metal at all. You see him, he looks like indie. I don't know how to define it. Like his style.
Hippie.
No, not hippie. It's like I don't really know how to. You know these guys that buy stuff in vintage shop.
Hipster.
Hipster, exactly correct. And it's very young. And when you see that, like, there's even picture of them kissing in Instagram. And I'm like, it's completely fine. And it's completely normal. Like it's normal behavior in these days. But seeing him, like Gal, kissing someone,
have like emotions, like, love.
It's really, really strange to see this kind mm-hmm. of stuff. For me, it's like I feel really bad.
I don't feel bad, but
uncomfortable.
I still think that he has this persona he created for the scene. That when he is in front of the camera, etc., he does like stuff. He talks like vampire, etc. I saw also his corpse makeup, etc. Mm-hmm. So lots of blood theme going on, etc. So this is. I also see the spikes. The most spike I see in my life was his bracers.
Mm-hmm.
But this is created. This is the theme of the band. But I think he seems to have a very regular life with his boyfriend, vineyard, and a small gallery for local artists, obviously.
But you see, for me, you know, I grew with this idea of Blacksters that are in a certain way. Most of them are like this. And then you have this person that is just breaking all the structures I have in my mind, and this makes me so uncomfortable. And I know that this is wrong to say, but it's really like something that I feel deep in myself. It's like irrationally, I have no problem that he's gay, whatever. I'm actually quite happy that he is also open about his sexuality. But from a deeper level, for me, it feels so wrong because he's a fucking Blackster, you know. So every time when I was checking, especially the Instagram of his boyfriend, his boyfriend is much more open to show like the day by day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there you really see like him like a normal person, but he's still like dressing like in black and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. Really, I just did it for documentation for this episode, but I will never go back to this Instagram account. And then also, Gal is a painter, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they publish the pictures, the canvas that he makes, and then there's one. In basically, I think is his boyfriend completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, guys, but why you have to put it in Instagram? So of course you can, it's art, whatever. I mean, if you paint someone that is naked, it's not bad, but I feel so uncomfortable, you know.
I think you feel uncomfortable because you cannot really relate a black metal artist to these kinds of activity.
Maybe.
Otherwise, I don't see why it should be something to make you uncomfortable.
I think
it's just because your youth, you realize that it is all a lie, a big lie, and then you don't want to accept this.
Yeah, I think that if he just cut his hair and dressed normally, then he's I would start to accept it. Yeah. But right now, like this, or the picture that he does with his son, he makes this picture that, by the way, I don't know where it's come from. I could not understand if he had like a wife before or he just adopted. I don't know. This guy looks completely different from him and from also his boyfriend, so I don't know where he's from. And then you see this picture of these three guys, and then you imagine like a picture of a family, but you see them, these three together, and you're like, what the fuck are they? You know, it's not like the normal family, you know, because at least the two guys, the boyfriend and the son, it's okay, but him is so out of
context there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's so, from one side I feel so bad because I feel like so close-minded, sorry.
Uh-huh.
But from the other side, it really makes me chill.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have a question because but of course I also check your notes, but it's written here that he is a practitioner of Norse shamanism.
Yes.
So basically he believes in Norse mythologic gods.
But
he's not a satanist then.
No, he's against satanism. No.
So why did he?
It depends. I need to explain a little bit better. First of all, the fact that he believes in Celtic gods is so black metal. So at least in this case, it's standard.
He is still there.
But what he says is basically that he is satanist in the way that satanism is against Christianity.
Okay.
As Christianity is a set of rules that are actually forced on population to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't believe in the satanism, the church founded by Anthony LaVey, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, it's a bunch of bullshit. But he likes the idea of satanism as freedom of every imposition from other people.
So he's kind of anti-Christian.
Yeah.
Not satanist, but he doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes you can see some interviews in which he defines himself satanist, but then he also explains what is for him satanism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Satanism is very well defined in my opinion. So it's that you worship Satan in the place of God.
No, actually, if you check it, the philosophical definition is also considered as the opposite of any religion, not only Christian.
Okay, so it was okay. But yeah, still I think quite a weird persona, I would say.
Yes, but there are plenty of documentaries about him. Yeah, but he likes to be in documentaries.
Yeah, also it's nice that he's quite open about himself, because many of them, I remember that the guy with the pig hands.
The silencer guy.
You couldn't find anything, except some photographs.
Yeah. No, he likes, as you said, I think he really likes to be pictured as like a super scary person, whatever. I don't think he's considered seriously anymore. Mm-hmm. I see from Instagram he still have some fans, but I think that he lost all this group of fans that
the hardcore Blacksters. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do they exist still? I don't know.
I think it was a phase in the evolution of metal, but I think it is not alive anymore. It's one of these, like also the glam metal. It was a period of time that it made sense, but it doesn't anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it was worth to mention.
Yeah, you know, I was very happy to hear those stories, and yeah, those contradictory things also quite extraordinary person, which is also ordinary in one side is very ordinary, in the other side is very out of the line.
No, well, the thing that I appreciate the most about Gal is that he's openly gay.
This
you
is
cannot
very
find
good.
It in metal.
No, one day we checked, right, for one of the episodes we wanted to see the openly gay people in metal. There are many lesbians. Open lesbians, but we didn't see much male homosexuals.
But there is still a lot of toxic masculinity, especially in the old genre of metal. Yeah. So it might make sense that there is not so many open gay musicians.
And
there.
I also think that the general population that listens to metal, I think they are kind of old school. So I doubt that they will accept, because the metal now cannot do any new fan.
Yeah,
that's very bad. I never see someone like 15 years old or 14 year old metalhead. I never see that.
But you also need to realize that metalheads are changed.
Yeah.
Now you don't see like guys with long hair and black t-shirt. It's mostly like metalcore guys.
Lots of tattoo everywhere.
Yeah.
Big piercings.
Mm-hmm. So these are the new metalheads, and they're like reflecting the new genre that they are becoming famous or listen now.
I hope it will change.
I don't think we will go back to the old or gold era.
Yeah,
but,
me neither. I think for none of the music genres we will go back there to 80s, 90s, I think.
Yeah. Let's see what the future will bring.
I'm also very curious when, for instance, bands like Blind Guardian, Gojira, Iron Maiden, Metallica. So when they decide to retire and they won't do albums anymore, who will do?
There's still some bands that are making music, but they are not so big.
And they are not so big because of a reason. The quality is not at that level. That's why, in my opinion.
No, I think that there's different reasons. There's no market.
That's also one of the reasons.
There's no labels that they are
promoting metal,
or they're having money for you. So, it depends. Or either it will come out another 2000, like as new metal explode for like 5 years, 10 years, or simply it will be like one of the niche genre, like jazz, for example.
Yeah. Well, I still think that metal is easier to listen than to listen jazz, because if you want to enjoy jazz, you really need to understand what's going on. Otherwise, it's just random notes and random touches on the percussion.
Yeah, but if you listen to metal and you compare to the structure of the song that are commercial and listen everywhere right now, these are really, really easy.
Yeah.
They are like, One thing that you can do is like go on YouTube and see how to make a pop song in 10 minutes, and they just explain exactly how to do it. So
it's also there are videos for how to make an Avenged Sevenfold song or five finger death punch. So there are also some very commercially successful metal bands still. But yeah, I don't see much of them.
I don't think we will see them too much. Yeah. They will just go back.
No, those bands stuff. They become like classics now. That is what I try to say. So even Avenged Sevenfold is now considered as a you know, the good old bands like Avenged Sevenfold. It's like a band founded in the 2000s.
Yeah, it's true.
But that they are now classics, obviously.
I don't know, for me they're I had to sneeze. For me they're just disappeared.
Yeah.
I didn't hear so much about them when they, like, there was a period in which they were super famous and I could listen, like hear about them, but now for me they're just disappeared like 1 billion other bands that we had
that disappeared,
whichever genre in the past.
Now I learned, well, not learned, but Meshuggah said that they are now recording a new album. So I am also excited about them. I think Meshuggah is one of the bands I hated for a reason that I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people hate them.
I don't know. I never really listened to them. Mm-hmm. I just switched directly to Djent. Uh-huh. And then everyone was saying, oh, you like Djent, then you should like Meshuggah. But honestly, yeah, I can listen to them, but I never became.
Meshuggah is not a djent; it's more like a very hard prog.
No. This okay. This is okay, but they claim that Meshuggah was the foundation of every djent band.
Kind of, yeah. But they were one of the first, I guess, to use all these 8-10 string guitars and very fast and changing rhythms, lots of rhythm all over the place, etc. But yeah, I think they are good. I cannot listen all their songs, but I have some songs that I would really like to be able to play, for instance. Well,
okay then. This was the episode of the week.
It was a very nice bio. Very interesting person, unlike mine, that were very big disappointment, especially for Emma.
You still have one to go.
Yeah, I am looking. So I still aim something like Danny Carey. I think it was one of the most interesting person in the genre. But let's see. I am still looking.
Okay, we are waiting for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.